We've just come back from Saas Dulabachi, Uncle Dula, and his wife Ilushka Neni, who are now in their late 70s, and 20 years ago they used to look after me. I was a sort of youth when I came here, 21, not much more than a boy, and I didn't know anything. I didn't speak much Hungarian. I spoke a little bit. And they were so kind, always so kind to me. And we've just been to visit them. And well, Ilushka Neni 10 years ago had a stroke, and one side of her body is paralyzed, and she really can't speak very clearly, and she can't move. They're in their late 70s now, and Dulabachi is, he for many years has had diabetes, and it's affecting his eyesight now. But he's still okay, and looking after Ilushka Neni, his wife, and it's really touching to see the way that, well, when we arrived, he was in his garden, or they were looking overlooking their land, and she was actually in a wheelchair. And she can walk a tiny bit, but with his help. And they didn't want anybody to help them move around. She needed help from him. And I said to them that I hope that when we're as old, that we, you know, I told them that I really admired them and their marriage. And it was really rather, well, it was very affecting to see them looking after, well, Dulabachi looking after Ilushka Neni. I always thought it would be Ilushka Neni looking after Dulabachi, but Dulabachi is now looking after Ilushka Neni. And, well, it's sad, but also I'm so happy to have seen them after all this time, maybe 12 years since we saw them. And talked about the old times and, you know, about how what's happened to all the children and who's married whom and who's broken up with whom and who's going to university and all of this stuff. And well, it was lovely, and we basically drank a lot of silver panico and ate cake. And before we left, they were concerned that we wouldn't have anything to eat, which actually is true. We don't have anything to eat. We do now, because they gave us about 3 litres of milk and a huge hunk of bread, which we're going to eat. And we're hoping to buy some bacon off somebody and cook that outside. But it was good to see them. It was really good to see them. I mean, it's quite incredible how they, you know, what a difference there is in their lifestyle. And how difficult it is for them. Basically, they live on a pension, a state pension, which is nothing much, hardly anything really. Dulabachi worked for years as a member of the agricultural collective under the Ceausescu era. And then in the last sort of 5-10 years of his working life, basically was a small farmer, a smallholder. And, you know, he's still doing it. You know, he's still... He showed me very proudly, or showed us very proudly, he's bought 2 hectares of land just backing onto his, and he bought those with, I can't remember how many animals, but he sold all of these animals which he had bred, and with that money and a little bit of extra money that I think he inherited, he bought this land, and he's very proud of it. It's fantastic. He's completely independent, completely independent. And with all of this, he looks after Ilushka Neni, and their children live in the area. They have 3 children and 7 grandchildren. And life is very hard, but not impossible. I really admire them.